Ivan Bunin, The Grammar of Love, Nobel Prize, 1933. Narrated by Mark Bowen. A certain Ivlev was once traveling in the beginning of June to a distant region of his province. The Tarantus, with its dusty top all awry, had been given him by his brother-in-law, at whose estate he was passing the summer. The troika of small but well-broken horses, with thick matted manes, he had hired in the village from a wealthy mujik. They were driven by a son of that mujik, a lad of 18, a plodding fellow, a good husbandman. He was all the time cogitating about something with this pleasure, seemed to be offended at something, could not take a joke, and having become convinced that there was no possibility of getting into talk with him, Ivlev yielded to that peaceful and aimless observation which chimes in so well with the beat of hoofs and the jangling of little bells. The drive was very pleasant at first. The day was warm, grayish, the road a much-traveled one. The meadowlands were full of flowers and skylarks. From the grain fields, from the dove-colored fields of rye, spreading onward as far as the eye could see, a pleasant little breeze was blowing, bearing flower pollen over slanting masses of the grain and rye, at times making this pollen dust swirl like smoke. And the distance even seemed misty from it. The lad in a new cap and a clumsy jacket, made of lustrine, was sitting upright. The fact that the horses were completely entrusted to him, and that he was wearing his best clothes, made him especially serious. As for the horses, they coughed and ran along without hurrying. The off-horse at times made the whiffle-tree scrape against the wheel, at others strained in his harness, and one horseshoe was constantly flashing under him with its white steel. "Will we stop at the Count's?" asked the lad, without turning around, when a village came into view ahead of them, enclosing the horizon with its hedges and garden. "What for?" said Ivlev. The lad was silent for a time, and having knocked off with a whip a large gadfly that had stuck to a horse, answered somberly,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"